Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello, darling.
Hello. Welcome. Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So you're here. That's good.
I was here on Tuesday, too.
I know.
But
I'm more here. Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yes.
Yes. And if I have to step away for a second, I'll let you know. I just got a notification that a food delivery is coming. Don't know how long that's going to take. It won't take long. I can just mute myself, but I'll let you know. Right now, we're good.
Okay.
My goodness.
Okay. Well, we do have a hand raised.
All right. So let's start with that. Okay.
Let me see if I can click back over. The chat room has just been very... You know, it's Mercury retrograde, so
exactly.
It could just be my really slow computer, so that's
It's a combo.
To be honest, that's probably it. But let me get to our caller.
Oh,
it's area.
And speaking of Mercury retrograde, there's my delivery. I'm going to put myself on mute, but I can hear.
Okay. All right. Caller, it's area code 480. Good morning. You're on the air. Who is this?
Good morning. It's Michael.
Hey, how are you? Wow, it's been a while, huh?
It has been a while. I haven't been up this early in a while. It's 5:30 in Vegas.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I hear you. That's never stopped you before, though. You're usually out and about. It seems like.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I know Liz is listening. So, keep us posted. What's going on?
I'm listening.
Yeah.
I am listening. Go ahead. I'm muting myself,
perfect.
But I'm listening. Go ahead. Bye.
Yeah. So Vegas has been interesting. I was decided to dabble in a relationship.
Dabble? I'm muting myself. Okay. Bye.
Interesting. Interesting choice of words. Okay.
Of course, it started out great and everything like that. And I'm like, hey, you know, she's like, you know, you live so far, lived in Henderson. I was in more towards Summerlin. And she's like, why don't you move in and just be easy and da-da-da. And we did some traveling and stuff like that. And Vegas has an interesting job market. Even though there's a bazillion restaurants and stuff like that. Even just to wait tables, it's difficult to find that job that actually pays well. Also, the sales jobs here are horrendous, and so forth. So, needless to say, I've kind of we've gone our separate ways, but now she's just like, it's a constant mind F and everything like this, and I'm just like, I'm done, and. But I had to move into temporary housing situation, and I don't have my dog with me right now. Fortunately, a friend of a friend, their family is watching her, but again, she's 12 and a half, and there's a lot of anxiety on her part. I've processed a lot of mine, but I'm waiting on the VA to, I have to meet with somebody again on Monday to possibly get a emotional support letter dog, just so where I'm staying, you know, the dog can be.
Okay.
So
wow.
just back up a little bit, because as you were talking about something very important, so the little part that the little missing link for me, because my attention was split. Go back to who's 12?
Oh, my dog.
The dog. Okay, that's what I thought. So the dog from the dog that we know about from Michigan. That dog.
Yes.
That you would from
yep.
like early. Okay. All right. And you're gonna. So with the housing situation, and I know that that's what people had to do in lots of buildings. I have to do it in my building. But all of a sudden, all these dogs are like all in the same little, you know, service dog vest that you can get on Amazon, but whatever.
Right.
So everybody does what they need to do. So the little part that I missed is that, are you moving in with this girl?
I did.
Okay, and what happened?
It didn't work out. Vegas is a different
market.
Yeah,
I heard about the jobs, like you can't get a job. Okay. I heard that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, in a nutshell, money grew tight.
Right.
We were kind of living it up. I had some, you know, and so forth, and I kind of got myself into a spot a month behind, and literally I triggered all of her past relationships, and she's just been a warhound on me.
Oh,
and
okay.
Which I'm like, whatever. I don't care.
Okay.
But
hold on, wait. Let's not run through this part. Okay, language is really important. So the PTSD that you were talking about, that's hers, her PTSD.
Mine. I'm trying to get a letter from.
Got it. Heard that. So for the dog,
so the dog can be with me.
Right, so your dog could be with you, but your dog could be with you where? In her place or another place because you're leaving?
Oh, I'm in another housing situation. I have a room.
So you're separated from her, so this is a new situation separate from her, so the dog and you can be stable. But a couple of things, Mike. Again, language is really important. So to dabble in a relationship, no, you didn't dabble in a relationship. You were in a full-on relationship, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to work.
I
was in a full-on relationship for 100 years, and it's over, and I'm like, okay, I'm a single mom now. I didn't dabble in that. That was like more than half my life, right?
Sure.
Okay, so it's not even quantifiable with time. It's quantifiable in terms of the growth, right? And you experienced a situation I am feeling energetically that it hasn't been this specific, this in your face. Just let me know if I'm on the right track here. You've had little maybe hints of this in the past, but you never had anything so like, oh, my God, so full on. And you, I would imagine that you also kept the boundaries from the past really kind of served you where – relationships wouldn't go very much past, I'm talking since you left Michigan, wouldn't get past like the honeymoon stage. So it was kind of very neat and clean. I have a joke with a good friend of mine that I have relationships in my mind. So because it's so much easier. So like at this film festival, I met this one guy who was very, very nice and very smart and all of that. And I was texting my friend, and I said, oh, my winter love, you know, and all of this, all in my own head, just joking about it. And then I saw his business card, and his business card was just so busy. I just thought, oh, my God, there's too much going on, like, whatever. And so I texted my friend. I said, I just broke up with my winter love. But it was, you know, so to keep it all, like, in your head is so containable, and you can laugh. And because, of course, the most important relationship is the one with yourself, and that's why this is going on because you really lost yourself, and I unfortunately, and I hate to say this, but it's true. We always think we're going to clear things and they're going to go away and all of that. But the thing is, those memories, those traumas are memorialized because they're part of who we are. They're part of our scar tissue. So when they do get triggered, it's to remind you of who you no longer are, which is why it's so uncomfortable and why you knew you had to get out of this. And I think she just felt like being with somebody was like having that second kidney. And that's not how it works. Some people feel very incomplete energetically. I'm getting, let me know if I'm on the right track. Energetically, I'm getting that that on her own, she doesn't feel quite as worthy as when she's with, you know, a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
was
very
interesting.
She was adopted, so there's
there
all
you
that
go.
Stuff.
There we go.
Doesn't
there
know
go.
Her birth date.
There we go. There we go. So there is, and it's sad. It's like a bucket without a bottom. So like to constantly fill that, and it doesn't get filled. And an adoption can be so, it's so tenuous and so fragile even under the best of circumstances, there is always a component of loss. And I can definitely speak from this being an adoptive mother myself and raising a child that's been adopted since birth. It's an extra layer. It's an extra layer. And to not even know your own birthday, he knows his birthday. And when I learned that his birth mother called him by a specific name, we kept that name. So just for reasons of what you're talking about, claiming what's yours. So if you don't even know what your birthday is, it's almost like you don't exist. So
right.
to seek out, and it's sad, whether it's through food, alcohol, drugs, men, whatever, the illusory sense of stability, that really rocked your world. And unfortunately, it didn't stay as a healthy long distance relationship. And Henderson and Vegas, they're not all, but it's not that far, really.
No,
it's not that far. That's like saying, you know, Brooklyn to the Bronx. It's like it's not that far. So that was
30 minutes max.
Yeah. So that was more anything that she could have, you know, said to convince the two of you. Please don't know that her stuff is very, very separate, and she served as a catalyst for you to get to the next stage, and that is to honor your trauma. I hate to say it, and to be at peace with it, and it's not fun. I've been learning to honor my trauma, especially now with the divorce. I'm just getting this awareness. So how perfect that you're calling the show. I just was on the phone with my spiritual shrink, counselor, whatever you want to call it, the other day, and we were talking, and she's a psychologist, but she is very spiritually based, and her practice is very focused on Course in Miracles, which we love. And I said, I just really have to start learning that it's time for me to take my time. Right? So when you're trying to be all things to all people and you're forgetting about yourself in that process, or that you're frustrated because you can't honor yourself, so then you're cranky and you're irritated, or you're snappish and you take things out on other people around you, it's because you're not honoring the core of who you are, and you're not honoring your trauma, and I really believe this, which serves you so you can serve others. So I would guess that completely unrelated, and it's going to feel unrelated, but just somewhere from left field, an opportunity is going to present itself to you, Mike, for you to help others, whether it's through your mediumship or clairvoyance or what have you. But this awareness of the triggered PTSD and doing what you need for you and not blaming anybody, not blaming yourself, not blaming her, not blaming life, but to embrace this as something very useful, albeit painful, I think there's a reason for it.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Now, yeah. I mean, I don't know necessarily if I have PTSD.
But we all have a little bit. I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah.
We can call it trauma. We don't have to call it PTSD. I'm calling it PTSD because you're getting the little service dog and whatever, and that's what you're going to need to say.
Sure.
But that's just a label. I'm not saying that you have that, but let's just say you have the milestones, the energetic milestones, the markers of trauma, because we all do in this life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, really that as opposed to a clinical diagnosis, because I'm not saying that.
Got it. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I have an appointment on Monday with a mental health doctor. I went on one Monday to talk to him because and just kind of say, hey, but it turned out he just passed the buck. And I was like, man, I delivered it. I delivered what I needed to deliver to get
Yeah, but
get
let's
this.
Not get into he passed the buck. That, let's not do that.
Yeah.
She hound-dogged me. I dabbled in. See, language, let's not do that. Let's not do that. He didn't pass the buck. He's just doing his job, and that's it. And right now you're a case number.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so don't do that to yourself because you're injuring yourself.
Okay.
Okay, that's diminishing your value. It's a tough one. It's a tough one when you feel maligned or you feel dismissed or you feel not seen. It can form a lot of hard feelings, a lot of rage, a lot of frustration. But looking at it from the other side, then I'd even thinking about you. Even your ex-girlfriend, she wasn't even thinking about you. She was thinking about herself and what she needed. And when you get into that space, this could be as superficial as a doctor or as intense as your ex-girlfriend. But when you get into that energetic core feeling of, oh, my God, I'm not being seen and I'm not being heard, that triggers everything since birth.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting your basic needs met. But let's not, out of habit, okay, because it's just habit, let's not appropriate those things to other people. It's very hard to do, to be that mindful, but you got to be that mindful. And I would venture that you haven't meditated in a minute.
I'm going to say the past 10 days have been really, yes, to answer your question, that is correct. The past 10 days have been nothing like I've experienced.
And that's good because you're going to help other people. You got to help other people because of this. And that's why I embrace all of the trauma that I've gone through, and it has not been cute. It still continues not to be cute, but I embrace that. Because I could have a conversation with somebody like you and be really comfortable. Not cocky or overconfident, comfortable. Comfortable in receiving that energy. Well, that's what happens when people do the work that we do. And from day one, when you were walking the dog in the hills of Michigan, what have I been saying to you?
Mini Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins, mini me. So,
yep.
Right. So that's why you had to go through this, so that you have that baseline awareness of what's healthy, what is not healthy, and it is not your job to be all things to all people, because at the core of it, Mike, you never wanted to live with this girl. You never did. You did not have the nerve to even admit it to yourself. And you're learning, as I have learned, and this is for many could be a lifelong lesson, and thank goodness I learned it in midlife. The people-pleasing thing, not so much.
Nope.
Not so much. And I think that was the thing to put such a horrendous taste in your mouth and to see the consequences, that to be in relationship with yourself, it really is enough. If you got you and your dog, you're good. Doesn't mean don't be out in the world and don't have fun and don't this, that, and the other. But there really isn't any reason to get serious with anybody.
No.
And
everything else can be met.
I'm sorry?
Everything else can, you know, everything else with that is available, you know, whatever.
Well, we're not going to. Oh, my God. You just got to put it right there, don't you? Sure. Sure. People pay good money for that. Sure. Sure.
Well, I'm not saying pay money.
I'm like messing with you. Oh, my Lord, help me, Jesus. Okay. Sure. Wasn't exactly thinking about that, but sure. Sure. But you.
Well,
okay.
Welcome to the testosterone part of the show.
Bitch, you better get your own show because we're not doing it. But anyway, oh, my God. Sure. But fine, right? We all have basic needs, food, water, testosterone.
Yes.
Get it, of course. Understood. Yes, but outside of meeting basic human primal needs, in addition to that, is you can still get what you need. And and creating that space, and I think this is what's happening, Mike, is birth is painful. It's not cute. It's not cute. So this is kind of like an energetic rebirth for you. To see the value of being in relationship with yourself, that you're not going to change the core of who you are to meet somebody's needs that is a bucket without a bottom in it. Because she's the next person she's with is going to be this, a different version of the same thing. This has probably been a pattern for her for like 15 years or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. I triggered a bunch of stuff, and then I'm the one that, you know, she finally drew the line in the sand. But it's funny that you say, you know, like the rebirth thing. Mm-hmm. There's a because of when I served in the military, there's a like a pension program. So like if you kind of fall in you know between the cracks for a second, there's you know there's financial support.
Right.
Actually, it looks like I could actually get.
There you go. Get it.
So when I came to Vegas, you know I had good savings and stuff like that. It could literally almost reimburse that.
Well, there you go. Mm. So do you see how Source is taking care of you?
Yeah.
And if you own that, and even if, because I know it's really early there, and I'm so glad you called us, because, you know, your girls, we're always here for you. We're always here for you. Even what would be amazing is when you get off the call, even if you still listen to the rest of the show, but you're just still and your eyes close, and just embrace the energetic frequencies that are part of this show, because I believe that they exist.
Well,
I believe that they're active anytime you hear the show, and it doesn't mean that you have to hear your particular episode or whatever. I just feel that between Elisa's energy and my energy, that there's healing frequencies. Whether that's true or not, it's true for me. I don't care. I just think it's part and parcel of being able to connect to people's energies and to really read them and to align with them and to remind them. All I'm doing is just reminding you of who the hell you are. That's all Elisa and I are doing.
Mm-hmm.
How long did this relationship last?
5 months.
Yeah, that's enough. get to the point.
Well, here's the crazy thing. So a month ago, I met this young kid he was in San Diego, came here, blew his money, and ended up in this, the VA apparently has this homeless, like transitional. They'll put you in transitional housing and stuff like that you know, until you get a job, and then they'll help you out with deposits, stuff like that.
Right.
So I was like, that's interesting, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, who knew, 3 weeks later.
See?
And then he's in this situation where, you know, there's four or five people in a room and you get lockers and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
At least it's the place.
The shelter, yeah.
But I have a studio apartment they gave me.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, so the only thing is that, you know, I just have to have that letter for the dog.
And you'll get
it. And then the dog can be here.
And you'll get it. So do you see humble beginnings?
Yeah.
Humble beginnings. And, you know, and Vegas is such a place of extremes.
Yes.
There's, you know, not a lot of middle ground. So
I'm almost thinking about moving back to Scottsdale, to be honest.
Okay. Now what? And now that's great. So what is making you lean towards Scottsdale?
Well, Scottsdale because, again, with the sales jobs, there's ZipRecruiter, there's GoDaddy, there's Yelp, or I was really successful in California with the medical sales, and I could move to Dallas, just outside of Dallas, they have a manufacturing and sales office as well, and it's even cheaper living than, you know, Phoenix than here.
Right.
You know, obviously California, I was just over the fires, the mudslide, earthquake, all in 4 months.
The locust, it's too much. Yeah, too much. Too much.
And California.
Right, and California has its own set of, you know, it's an amazing place, but there's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Exactly.
There's a lot going on, and Dallas is kind of like a big city with a small town feel, so that might just... You know, you want to be comfortable, and it really would be different from any place you've ever been. in terms of a clean slate, and you can pretty much do your whatever platform you're going to end up. They still have that vision of you traveling and speaking to lots of masses of people and kind of doing this kind of whatever kind of program, or whether there's a component with mediumship involved to it or what have we quite don't know what that is. But you can start in your own backyard and then
wherever that
go to wherever that is. And I think, isn't Dallas like a hub for traveling?
Yeah, they have one of the big, it's one of the main arteries,
Right, so that would make sense if you think about it in terms of big picture. So instead of like, well, it's cheaper to live. Sure it is. It's affordable. Sure it is. But then think about the big pictures. You see how that raises your vibration a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
I'm going toward a hub. Now, on Tuesday's show, Anna had chimed in, and she is doing a prosperity money game that she's developing, kind of like as a pilot program. So send us an email to loablend@gmail.com so that I can forward it to Anna, and she'll put you on the list. But it's 30 days of to change your money story.
Cool.
So how perfect. Yeah, I was so happy. I said, girl, I said, you know the email. It's the same email I'm giving out right now. You're right. And Elisa's like, sign me up. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, because we have to change our money story.
Yes.
Even if it's drop by drop, bit by bit, we have to change our money story. So thank you, Anna, for announcing this and having this, making this available to us. So whenever that launches, you'll get an email. But I'll pass your email on to her so she has you on her list.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and if you were to go to Dallas or to make that decision or what have you, I'm feeling like you would make a transition probably by between now and the fall. Does that make sense?
It could, because it's going to be 90 days for them to process that the paperwork for that pension thing
so you have to stay
that
put.
I fall with under.
Yeah. Right.
So once that's handed over, then boom, then it's like, okay, I can go. Because the ultimate goal is to build out, to buy a Sprinter van, build it out to like a semi RV type of thing and just travel. And then,
I remember hearing about that. Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember you talking about
build
that.
Build the goal.
Well, you could certainly work towards that, but I'm feeling like, and I very rarely talk about linear calendar time, but for some reason, I feel like it's the not too distant future, but I would say like the fall would be very interesting. And to stay put, which you're going to have to, you're kind of forced to stay put. You're kind of forced to stay, you know what I'm saying? You're kind of forced to stay put to give yourself not even so much a reset, but a refresh.
Yeah, because once I met her, I had all these ideas of what I wanted to do, and they all went away.
Well, now you learned. So she taught you well. She taught you well, right? And forgive her, for she does not know what she does, you know?
Yeah.
And just cut ties. Not the type of person you could be friends with after. There's some certain people. I'm not into that. God bless the people that could be friends with their exes. God bless all of them. God bless all of them. I'm not that girl.
Right.
Yeah. God bless them. It's a gift. It's a skill. One that I did not get. So it's just not the type of situation.
Nor do I want.
All day.
Right.
All day. Don't want it. Don't need it. Right. Put it back. It's like buying something from a store that you're going to return. Why are you going to try to like reconcile yourself with that return? Like, you don't want it. Maybe I'll get a gift receipt, but that's about it. Don't want it. So, yeah, this is a cutting ties. I also am getting that to bring in Archangel Michael and do some cord cutting, honey, And
yep.
I want you, even if it's 5 minutes a day, you have to start meditating. You have to get
yep.
still. And your studio apartment, that's like your little Buddhist temple. And to
yep.
live sparsely, isn't that interesting? There's no distraction. You're going to live very simply because you don't want to really form roots. You
no.
are in transition.
Yep.
So you're not going to buy a whole bunch of furniture and all that. It's probably furnished very sparsely. You're not going to even put a painting on the wall.
Nope.
See? You're like a little monk. Monk Mike.
Love it.
Yeah. So this is part of your spiritual evolution and to maintain a spiritual practice and a consistency and discipline. I think it's part of your infrastructure that's been a little bit neglected. And you have so much energy. It's almost like too much energy that your physical body can contain. So we got to slow it down. And like
my
wonderful.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Yes,
yeah.
sir. Yes, sir. And it's like because I'm the same. And like my wonderful therapist Vanessa said, like yes, you can totally take your time. And that's so foreign for me,
oh.
but I like it. I like it, and let's have this next phase of my life be about taking my time.
Right.
And being okay with that. I don't know what that's like, and I don't think you do either.
Nope.
Well, let's learn together.
Love it.
That's it. That's it. Make sure you really align yourself in relationship with yourself. You and the beautiful, beautiful, peaceful energy that comes from your dog. A lot of wisdom from your dog. Your dog must have been like, holding signs like, don't do it. Don't move in with her. Your dog was like, sending text message, don't. Don't do it.
She's not
crazy.
Really a dog.
The dog's
yeah, she's
like
not
crazy.
Really a dog person. Don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
I see through this.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Well, Mike, I mean, you know, the whole thing is more like getting back to basics was a vibe I was getting. Like, once that relationship did what it needed to do, it was a big reminder. And so for you to, I don't want to use the phrase again, start all over again, but it is more of a getting back to the fundamentals of who you are. And kind of stripping away all these other distractions. Okay, that kind of, you needed to, because you're going to do what you want to do. You are a social person. So it's finding that balance, because wherever you go, you're a very charismatic guy. Now, we have not ever met you in person, but, we love when you call on the show and you always have something crazy going on and you have that energy. So when you now get into something a little more personal, and it's interesting because your first few phases was like I dabbled in a relationship. I'm like, okay,
yeah, dabbled.
It was, all right. So yeah, there's already a mindset even in that. So people do that all the time, and they're always the consequences afterwards of whether people were on the same page or not. So clearly, you two were not on the same page. For very long. Someone flipped the pages very quickly and wanted to move to the next part of the story. So this is getting back to, really getting more centered, like Liz was saying, getting more centered and without all the distractions. Of course, here you are in Vegas, which is a distraction city. There's just a lot going on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be able to kind of go cut through all that noise and remember what your plans were. And not that it's to the exclusion of any intimate relationship, but a relationship that is supportive, it goes both ways.
Right.
A relationship that lines up with what you're wanting to do, and that's also on the other person to line up with so that this whatever you're creating outside of what you wanted to do is not a hindrance, but something that helps support you and energizes you or at least offers something that's mutually beneficial. So doesn't mean that person
right.
has to be on the exact same path, but whatever she's doing, it's like it flows really well. It uplifts both of you. So that's something bigger picture that you're also just to be aware of. You don't have to make it happen. Just be aware of it, because that'll help you make better choices, even if you think you're just dabbling. It'll help you make better choices, you know, in terms of, because that is, I mean, that's someone else's energy in your space, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Yeah.
So even if we're just dabbling, you can be very mindful of the type of energy you want to hang out with. And I think that raises your game on all levels.
Yeah.
So when you're heading out to your next place, wherever that is, you know, that high frequency energy is going to be an attractor for all types, as per usual, right? But, you know, you making choices on how you want to spend your time, who you want to spend your time with, how are you going to do that? You know, it may change a little bit, because you've definitely, you know, you could be the party boy. That's great. But I feel like when you're talking about changing some patterns and taking care of yourself, that by nature will change. The choices you make will change, and you can still have a good time, and you can but you'll be on a level with somebody who understands who you are, what you're wanting to do, and you do the same thing for that person. So I feel like the back to basics is more of just, you know, like a refresher course. Like, let me just get back into what was it that I was wanting to do? Is that true for me now? In most cases, it probably is. You probably have tweaked some of those other aspects that fit where you are, but you're a very adaptable guy. You're a Gemini. You can go with the flow. It's all good. But when it does come to a point where you get sidetracked, or it seems like everything's kind of taken away from you, it's a chance to become stronger because of it. It's almost like a chance to not even have to be stronger. It's not about weakness or strength. It's just about getting your stuff together and keeping it together and realizing, that's what I needed to do.
Mike, I have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, okay.
Well, I was just going to say at you know, like in the crash in 2008 when I was in commercial finance and, you know, I had $800 million in two loans and I'm going, I got this, and then all of a sudden it went away. Mm-hmm. It's totally mm-hmm. different then from what it is today, 10 years later. Oh,
well,
ironically,
you're a different
10
person.
Years later.
Okay, this is a crazy question, but as I was listening to Elisa speak to you, and whenever I'm listening to Elisa speak to the person, I'm always connecting to the person's energy. So this mm-hmm. is crazy what sort of came in. With the vehicle that you are, is that something that you can sort of have some input with the design of it and to customize it and all of that? Okay.
Yeah, there's videos out there that put stuff together. Yeah.
Okay, great. So that makes sense then. With whatever way that you're going to, for lack of a better term, brand yourself in terms mm-hmm. of you really have that gift of mediumship, and it really hasn't been cultivated. It's been waiting to be cultivated. It's time to cultivate it. So
branding, it's funny you say that, because again, there's not very much that's woohoo about me. So I have my branding, and I just have a Facebook page right now, but it's the mainstream medium.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. So along those lines, get the side of your RV, whatever, detailed. So you know how like in the old days where it'd be like the pots and pans salesperson would come in on their little horse and buggy, whatever, or the circus, they would have like that Victorian sort of lettering.
Yep.
Brand yourself on your vehicle.
Yeah, because you can have, like, especially with a van, you can have somebody create those vinyl wraps.
Right.
And
do that.
You can
right.
do it. Yeah.
Work on that when you work on that while you're in this holding pattern.
Yep.
Where is what was it? What was it again? With the media, give me the name of it again for your Facebook page.
The mainstream medium.
Perfect.
I just liked it.
Perfect. Perfect. And also, you should get lots of people aren't on Facebook anymore. I haven't been on in years. Get a Instagram page.
Okay.
And start. This is your homework. Go ahead. What?
Oh, I have a personal one, but I haven't done it with the
Well, it could be your personal one. It could be Mike, whatever it is, AKA the mainstream medium.
Okay.
Okay. You could do that, and you should post. I would suggest starting weekly, and then eventually working up to daily. And the thing is, if you meditate, see, it ties into the first homework assignment. If you meditate, whatever it is that you want to put out there in terms of a message on Instagram, and then take a picture, and it could be, or it could be stock or whatever it is, take a picture to fit with that. Now, you know my database of messages. I have like 1,600 of them.
Right.
All of that came from being in a meditative state over a couple of years. I just did one a day on Twitter.
Perfect.
So I know for a fact. And I don't even remember being conscious of them coming in. I just remember being in that state and writing that down and then posting it on Twitter. And then that's what forged my database of channeled messages. So you can do the same thing on Instagram, where out of meditation, whatever arises is the thing to post on Instagram about. And it could even just be one word. It doesn't have to be like this deep,
yeah,
profound message. But something that speaks to you, because it's time to access, like, that part of yourself is screaming at you, which is why this chick was in your life, which is why she's not in your life, which is why you got so humbled, because you're just, the distraction now is like, oh my God, I got to get to basics and take care of myself. So when you're stripped, and it's frightening. It's frightening. I'm not saying this is easy. It's frightening. Every month that I, you know, the rent gets paid and the kids are okay, I'm like, phew, okay.
Right.
It's like running a marathon. And it's not fear. It's just focus. It's not,
mm-hmm,
it's not fear. It's focus and being a grown-up and being accountable and being responsible. And knowing, yep, having the nerve, the strength, knowing that it may not look like it at the surface, but it's not about what it looks like. It's about what it feels like, and that I've made it this far. The kids are good. I'm fine. We're being taken care of. Even if it's like at a snail's pace, it doesn't matter. As long,
right,
as you're being taken care of. So all you kind of had to get into that monk type of,
yeah,
perspective, because that's so antithetical to who you really are. But it is who you really are. So I'm going to send,
yep,
you some robes. I'm going to send you some saffron robes. So, Elisa, take us measurements.
I'll make up some numbers. I'll make up some numbers. It'll fit.
Don't worry.
34 weights.
And what's your handle? Because I'm going to check up on you. What's your handle on Instagram?
I think it's,
oh, you,
Mike.
Think? It's been a minute.
M-I-K-E.
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute.
1970 or
M-I. What's that? M-I-K. Let's see if we can find it. M-I-K-E 1970?
I think, and or it might have my last name in there too, and I can give you that as well.
All right, let's see. Let's see. Let's take a little peek over here. Let's see. Searching for Mike 1970.
Or it's Mike Jock 1970. And
how do you spell the last name?
J-A-C-Q-U-E-S.
Oh, like Jacques. Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Americanized.
And of course, Mercury retrograde, so it's still like spiraling. Okay, well, we'll find it. Anyway, send it to us. And
yeah,
you're going to send us. You send it to us along with the email so I can pass it on to Anna so you can be part of her 30-day money,
perfect,
game. Change your thinking about money. And it is all a game, you know?
Yeah.
All of this life. It's not who we really are. It's what we're expressing, but it's at the core of it. It's not who we really are. We can really convince ourselves of that, but it's not really who we really are.
Yeah.
And that's what this is showing you, too. Not who you really are to be the rescuer. I mean, this,
yeah,
chick, I shouldn't say it because it's so like, oh, you're so degrading to women, this chick. This woman was really about the archetype of the damsel in distress. And you are the archetype of the rescuer, and
yep,
that's not who you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and all the past I mean, there's only been a few actual relationships, but they all have that pattern.
Well, we're done with that, aren't we?
Yeah. Hells yeah.
We're done with that. Yeah. I haven't been in a lot of relationships because I got with my ex-husband at 25. But even so, I would have to use that as my baseline because the other ones were significant, but this was like decades.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I let a part of myself really disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing. And I'm sure, look, you were with this woman for like 5 months, but I'm sure you were getting uncomfortable and irritated and frustrated and probably thinking it's for very different reasons, but probably because you were beginning to disappear and your soul didn't like that. I'm guessing.
Yep.
Right. And we can't be all things to all people. That's it. We're going to piss people off.
All the ideas. And everything because I bought the because I thought it was perfect for Vegas. Spiritualmisfits.com. I have that.
That's cute.
You know, I was looking to kind of do something in and around that because I, you know, again, it's just like I'm regular guy, and then all of a sudden this stuff happens.
Well,
you know?
I know. Well, look at that's why we have this show. It's like we got to be like every day and keep it real, but there's this crazy energetic stuff, right?
Yeah. And I just figured that was a perfect thing for Vegas. And who knows, maybe I'll dabble.
It's a perfect thing for any place. Vegas,
yeah.
Vegas Schmegas is a perfect part. It's a perfect, it's good. So you own that domain?
Yeah.
Perfect. So if you own that domain and then mainstream medium, do you own that domain too?
I have mainstream-medium. All right, wait. It's mainstream. I don't know. It's one of those. I had to throw a hyphen in it.
Right.
But I don't have it up and running. I have the host and everything like that. I just haven't done anything with it yet.
You have options. But just as for it could be mainstream medium, just written the way that you want to write it, detailed on your vehicle, and then you could have, you know. The website, spiritualmisfits.com. I mean, it kind of all goes together.
It does.
So you don't really have to deal with the whole other server and host and website.
Right.
You know?
It's just putting it all together, yeah.
Yeah, and a great person to help you do that down the road when you're ready is our very own Anna, who's a marketing genius and specializes in spiritual businesses and things like that. So that's something to, you know, file, and when you're ready to get some support, then, but in the meantime, there are things that you could do directly right on your own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. And like the Instagram, and I've been putting more posts out on the Facebook, and, you know, I'll do, I haven't in a couple weeks because of this, but I've been doing more like blog talk, you know, half hour show type of thing.
Oh, good.
You know,
nice.
This, that, and the other. You know, just for, as they say, shits and giggles type of thing.
No, but it's not that. Stop with the language.
Oh, yeah.
Stop with the language. How about is to refine and develop your practice? So you have people call in for readings?
Yeah.
Well, then,
just
hello, shits and giggles. Hello, what is that? Don't say that. No.
Oh, right. No, you're right.
Thank you. Got to own it. Yeah, got to own it.
No,
gotta
I
own
agree.
It.
Right.
Gotta own it. Aren't you glad you're not in a relationship with me? You'd be like, ooh. I'm gonna run for the hill that one. She don't let me get away with nothing. Run for the hills. I don't blame you. Don't dabble with this one. No.
There's no half stepping with you.
Hell to the no. No. Even I have commitment issues with myself. No. I get it. Yeah, I just love the relationships in my mind. Oh, my winter love.
Listen,
yes.
We do have a couple more hands raised.
Oh, Lord, we're busy today.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, bye, Mike.
No, but it's been good. It's been really good because we really haven't heard from you in a while. So
yes.
Good to
it's
hear how things are transforming you. So
Yeah.
And you know, I've already liked you on Facebook, so hopefully I can keep tabs on you. I know Liz is not on Facebook, but we'll track you down on Instagram, I'm sure. And you know, we're always glad to hear from you, and always interested in your success, and it's always happening. It's always happening for you, whether you think it's not, or but it is. It is. It's unfolding exactly the way it needs to. So, continued success and good luck to you.
Awesome, ladies. Thanks so much. I'll be in touch.
All right. Good
Perfect.
Luck, playa. All right.
All right. Bye. Please.
Bye, baby.
That was
wrong. Bye. That's funny. This is a dabbler. All right. Let's get, we have two. Well, now we have one. So let's see how it goes.
Okay.
This is area code 757. Good morning. You're on the air. Who is this?
How you doing? It's Antonio Grace out of Williamsburg, Virginia.
Hey. First time caller?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. So the first, give me your first name again, please.
First name is Antonio.
Antonio.
And last name is, yes, last name.
We don't need it. We need last name.
Amazing.
Okay. All right, Antonio.
Okay,
no, we don't need
no
last
problem.
Name. All right. Calling from Virginia. So my first thing is, first of all, take a breath, slow it down. Slow it down.
That's no
good.
Problem.
So the first thing is Antonio asking for permission to connect your energy, please.
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead now.
Go ahead.
Okay. Also, if you'd like, we don't need the year, but if you could provide Elisa with your birthday, just a month and a day, please.
February the 6th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Okay.
All
happy
right.
Birthday.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. And if you could put your concern into a question, what would that question be?
How many folks I can make a millionaire in less than a year?
Well, no, we're doing math. So you want to help and empower people?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's very interesting because were you listening to the prior call?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Isn't that interesting? Because Mike's a longtime listener. Oh, Elisa, what? It's over 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
7, 6. Okay, he's a long-time listener, and he calls in to talk to us periodically, and I had this vision for him. And very, very early on that he was going to – and I know you know who Tony Robbins is. You have to if this
Correct.
Is your question. Okay.
I do.
Yeah, of course you do. So – I kind of use that as an energetic example. And remember, we're dealing with source. We're dealing with energy. We're not dealing with time and space. So I can't answer a mathematical question like who, what, where, when. All I can do is pick up the energy of that. And I did that with Mike many years ago. And he's falling on some hard times, but this is part of his journey. And if you heard how we talked on the call, we kind of feel like this is – like a reset, a reboot, a refresh for him to be able to connect to more people because of his experience and because of his challenges. So I can't answer that in terms of people you can help become millionaires. Do you see how we're quantifying? But if it's more like, if the question is, yeah, so you can take it out of the math equation because you're asking me a math question, how many people I can turn into millionaires. How can you rephrase that so that I can help you?
Okay, maybe I can turn it in terms of this. Let's take the math part out, and then
uh-huh.
let's just say creating a millionaire status.
Prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you developing some sort of system? Because I kind of feel like you're putting some things together, right?
Actually, it's already together. I just happen to connect with the right industry and the right person that has the same gift as myself that wants to be a blessing to others.
And is that gift an energetic gift, or is it like a system to kind of get people to participate in? I need to feel the difference.
I would say that it's a known practice, but it's just a reconfigurated practice.
Okay. And has it? Have you been like a guinea pig for it for yourself? Have you been a beta tester for the system yourself?
I have. I traditionally like to test things out and see the
right, exactly
where it's going. You know, before I could even speak to it.
Of course.
And then it have endured the test of time, which the product itself has already endured the test of time. It's just now a matter of pushing the right buttons.
Okay, well, pushing the right buttons, you got to be careful with that, because that's interesting language. Again, we really pay attention to the energetic frequency of language.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something to convince people of, or to sell, or to this, that, and the other, that's something that energetically I feel is a little unclear.
Okay.
And I think there's a difference between a product, a system, an entity, or a gift. The gift of energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's two. One thing is concrete and one thing is energy. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. Let me try to put it in this frame of mind for you. Okay. Everyone eats. Okay. When we realize that we have a health issue, then we have to change our eating habit. We're still eating, but we're just changing our eating habits. So,
all right. So are you talking? I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you up, but we're just limited for time. So you're talking about like a multi-level marketing type of situation?
Never that. Multi-level
okay,
market
good.
Pools.
Okay. So is this something in the nutrition field?
No, ma'am. I can tell you. Just like
yeah, tell me.
Tell
go
you.
Ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. It's one of the oldest minerals of time. It's gold. Pure gold. The purest fact. 999.9. Gold. And one of the things about this gold aspect is not only has it been around, but spiritually it's something that we connect to as believers as well. In my faith, okay, I can't speak for everybody else, but my faith as a Christian, we speak about gold in the Bible. We speak about gold up in heaven, but only 1% of Christians own gold, and that is the only true form of money that there is. And not only that, our fiat money was attached to gold until 1971. So I would say that it's a form of better eating in the form of better savings.
Okay, gotcha. So all I can speak on is that energetically, and the way that you put it and the way that you dropped into your energy just now in explaining it, there's something there to what you have to offer spiritually. And I don't know, and again, I pick up an energy, and I am no expert on anything. I just read energy. But have you been told, like in the church vernacular, that you're anointed? Have you been told that you have, like, some sort of calling, some sort of – have you been told that?
I'm actually – not only have I been told that, but I'm also I work in the ministry, my gift is secure financial stability for the believers, and then
perfect. Okay, perfect. So I picked up on that because I got this very peaceful sense that just telling me is like is recognizing like in a sense. Although we might have different filters, I'm picking up that you do have this spiritual gift, and I think if whatever it is that you're doing to present it in the peaceful, beautiful way that you described it, that's the default setting. That's the pathway. Quiet confidence. And I'm going to turn this over to Lisa to see what she gets from your numbers, but the frequency is good, and I think if it's just that quiet confidence, it's like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. Does that make sense?
Completely, 100% completely.
Good.
And not
glad.
Only the energy piece, I would definitely tell you on the energy piece, when you originally connected to me, you told me to slow down, because in my spirit I was excited. Okay.
Right.
So
right.
Then also too, in my aspect of sharing, one of the things I have come to realize is that sometimes I find myself, I have a love for children, and I have a love for senior citizens, okay? And my aspect of someone not having the resources to do something, then I hold myself accountable for a certain amount of folks that I'm held accountable for taking care of in their golden years. And also, I already have a number of young men that does not have father figures that are attached to me.
There you go. Well, energy is good. Go ahead.
No, it is, and you know, the thing is, you know, we have different ways of connecting with the people we need to connect with. So, it's good. You know, you are in this, as of your birthday, you're in this number two energy, which is about partnerships. It's about cooperation. So this whole year is about making your connections and showing people the way you can be of help to them, of service to them, and also how you can be supported in turn. I mean, it's definitely a mutual kind of energy. Number two is about helping. So usually, you know, especially considering what you're asking about, you want to help other people. You want to help as many people as you can. And as you also know, those people also have to be receptive to that help, you know. So it's the whole year, and really it's not just this year, but you're focusing on people who are receiving your information and are ready to do the work involved to make that partnership successful. And this is why not everyone gets it. This is why not everyone's a millionaire, you know. Some people don't believe they deserve it. Some people don't think they could ever have it. Some people just don't want to do the work. So you have to kind of filter through and help them as much as you can. But then when you reach the people who take in that message and say, yes, that's when you know you've really changed it. Because you're not having to fix anything for them. You're showing them a way, but they're getting there and they're meeting you there. If you've already done this and you know what it's like, then you do what you need to do, and you look to connecting with the right kinds of people who are ready to take this journey with you, who are ready. And, you know, in some cases you could say they're hungry for it, because sometimes that's exactly the motivation they need. But your way of presenting it and your way of being that support could be that calming presence, because it may not always be an easy road. You know, there may be some things that come up in the pursuit of this that need the attention. And so your way of helping them through that, through your own wisdom and your own experiences, is going to be the difference. And that's why the sorts of people that are ready for it, that's exactly why you're lining up with them. That's why they're lining up with you. So you have there's always great potential. We see that with anybody who has these, you know, these really big ideas and the energy behind it and the compassion to see it through. But it brings up so much more within each of us. So anyone involved in that relationship, you know, it's going to bring up something else that may be completely different. You know, may have nothing to do with what the original path was, but it's part of it. So just know that, and know that in your they're showing me just in that compassionate heart, in that big heart of yours, that you want to help people. Know that part of what you're helping them do is know to help them do what they need to do for themselves, to believe in themselves, to do the work that they need to do, to go through what they need to go through, and to know that you can hold space for them. I think it's interesting that you're in that, you're already in a ministry, so there's already that kind of vibe. So people know if they're gonna work with you, that there is a certain environment where it's meant to be helpful. There's just a lot of love and compassion that you can show in that. So it's already a good groundwork for what you want to do. It's just, you know, it's finding the people who are ready to step up to the plate, and those are the ones you can work with. And as you do it, as that grows, as people see the results of that, then you'll be able to help more people. So just starting off with whoever is there, they're saying it'll be enough, and then it'll be enough for more and more and more. But that's how it grows. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
And as you do slow it down, because you're right. When you can get really excited, the message can get a little lost. It doesn't mean it won't be received. It just means it may take a little bit more patience on your part to work with the people who are at first open and receptive to get them on board. But good luck to you. I think it's great.
Appreciate that. Makes sense. And I hope the gentleman that was on the phone, I hope he's still listening, since he is an avid listener. I too went through a season where there was an extremely life change, a breakup, and psychological attacks or whatnot, and mental attacks as well. Because when one part of your life's tail spins, eventually, if you don't get a control over it, then the rest of your life begins to spin as well. And one of the things that I've learned is that you have to sew into something. I had trouble sleeping at night. So one of my things to do was, since I had trouble sleeping and I was going through a divorce at the time, I said, well, since my wife doesn't want this energy that I have available for her, then I said, let me go give it to somebody that could appreciate it. So I used to volunteer at the hospital as a chaplain in the trauma ward.
Wow.
Because I knew every room I walked into, and what one part of the trauma that people don't realize is, and even on 911 they don't even show this, when a patient is en route to the hospital, they're communicating the symptoms of the individual. They're trying to troubleshoot what they're going to have to do when they
mm-hmm.
get there. But the piece that they fail to realize, once they get the individual stable, then they allow a clergy to come in. And when the clergy comes in, the clergy makes it clear to them that, hey, I'm a clergy. Is there anything I can do for you? Do you want
mm-hmm.
prayer? Do you have family out in the waiting room? And that piece was just so powerful to know that, hey, not only am I giving calmness to someone that's about to go into surgery, that they never expected to be going into surgery, but now I have to transition from calmness and then go out into the waiting room to deal with chaos.
Right.
Where the family is confused
mm-hmm.
and wondering what's going
mm-hmm.
on. So I'm like the middle person in between
right.
that. And then not only that, when individuals pass away, I'm called to go to their room and
right.
just be there by their side. So
right.
I agree with you. If I could tell that young man that had called in anything, I would tell him that focus. That was so very key, what you said, focus. When
yeah.
I was in the worst state of my life, I was more focused. I made
right.
the most
That's
money
right.
that
right.
I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to bless even more people during that period. Because
right.
it was the thing about it is, we can't control what someone else thinks or what someone else wants.
That's right.
And then just to throw a curveball at you, that divorce was planned. I didn't know anything about it. They realized they didn't want to divorce them both, but I had the opportunity to become friends with my previous wife, and we remarried.
Oh!
We picked right back up where we started from. But however, she had an opportunity to realize that, hey, this guy that I'm married to, I really didn't have a reason to leave him. I had a reason to leave him years ago, but I didn't have a reason to leave him when I left. I just wanted to start over different so I wouldn't have to deal with what happened in the past. But what she came to realize, and even myself, all she wanted to do was just start over again as friends. And I'm very particular about my friends. So I said, I don't necessarily want to be friends with someone that's breaking my heart. But
right.
what we can realize is that friendship is the gateway of healing, if it's
that's
possible.
Right. If it's possible.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well,
right.
listen, I'm so
right.
glad you found us. Thank you for calling in.
Well, Pastor Don and the winning team, he kind of keeps me up on these things. And I'm blessed to be to miss right now. So you have really gave me some information that
oh, that's great.
I can hold on to. Okay,
beautiful.
Because I don't believe in forcing anyone into anything. I just
no.
only believe in, I'll fix your plate. You eat what
right.
you want, and what you don't
right.
want,
right.
it's okay. I throw it away. And then what is someone else's treasure is someone else's glory.
all day.
You know, so
right.
You know, so when a thing I had realized is the same way I would share this opportunity with someone that has a job, I have the same energy with the homeless. So when I give
right.
a homeless person a couple of dollars, I give them my business card also.
Nice.
And then once a year, I spend a night at the homeless center just so I can sleep in their environment and realize how blessed I am.
Yes,
and when
sir.
I hold conversations with them, one of the guys said to me, he said, where you came from? He said, "Don't know." He said, "No one has ever treated me like I was somebody."
Mm. That's prosperity. That's you can't put math on that. That's beautiful. That's
yes.
really beautiful. So thank you so much for sharing that. And this show airs Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m.
Okay.
Eastern time. And it would be great for you to give us a call back with an update. And welcome. Yeah, just we appreciate the energy that you're sharing with us. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you all very much. And keep doing what you're doing. I'm very pleased.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
All right.
We got to move up on the bed upstairs. Hello. Okay.
Y'all take care.
You too.
Thank
so
you.
So if you – see, this is why we do the show. Amen. Okay.
Right.
So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Great conversation. So thank you, callers.
And,
thank you, Lisa.
And callers, you know, we have people who are still waiting, but we are way over our time. So
we are so over.
Please give us a call back on Tuesday, or again, you can email us, loablend@gmail.com. But we do appreciate you all being very patient and waiting. We had some really good conversations, so we have to kind of go with the flow on that one. But we will get to you if you want to call back in or send us an email. Okay?
Or send us an email, and we will address the email on the next show after getting that email. And the thing is, too, we don't really put a time limit when we're on the phone, especially if the conversation is moving. And I thought, wow, how perfect how – these
right.
two calls really, you know, Mike and Antonio, like how they really kind of segued into each other beautifully. So
right
there. Yay. So, and as always, right, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love
Bye,
you
baby.
All. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
That you like.